Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, June 22nd of 2022. I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you from Midland, Michigan, where I live. And I do want to welcome you, of course, wherever you may be tuning in from, however you found out about us. I'm just grateful that you have tuned in. Not just whoever you are, you know, wherever you are, but, you know, whatever you're doing. Because, of course, here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's summer. But, you know, down in the Southern Hemisphere, down in the Southern Hemisphere, like Australia, different parts of Chile, you know, down like far south Chile and other places, it's winter. And some of you who may be listening from the Southern Hemisphere, you might have had your first SNOW of the season. As you can tell, Emily, by the way, I said that I'm not proud of it. Because we're in the peak of summer, and I would say, would you say the sun basically achieved full capacity all day again? You didn't see that as often until this year, not really, huh? Not like this.
Yeah.
Because even over the weekends, one of the days was almost at capacity, but not like this. But like, because last year, right now, at this time, it wasn't enough. Like it barely came, because it was like always cloudy for a little bit there. Remember? But now instead it's in reverse. Now it's at capacity. Meaning like, what I mean by that is, I mean like, not a cloud in the sky and it's coming right down. I love it when it's like this, to be honest. And but like I said, you know, it's such a blessing to have you wherever you are, however you have found us. And I'm grateful to God, of course, that you've tuned in. And to let you know, I am going to Cedar Point Amusement Park this weekend, which is the most visited seasonal amusement park in America, is Cedar Point. Kings Island in the same state, that state to the south, is the second most. I would say both of those are for very, very, very extremely good reason. Because they also have very good roller coasters. And when it comes to coasters, I don't think I've said this on the show very much, but I've told multiple people this before, is that, in a way, I wish this was Toledo area. Okay. Sorry about that. But anyhow, because what you got there is, or Columbus even, place like that, because what you got there is only a couple hours from Kings Island, only close to an hour from Cedar Point, in the case of Toledo. Whereas from up here, it is 5 hours to Kings Island, at least. And it's 4 to Cedar Point. But, like I said, you know, from Toledo, it becomes more like 3 or so and 1 or so, as far as hours. I've been to Kings Island once. I've been wanting to go back for a while. And in my mind, I'm thinking maybe next year. And what's special about there? They have this coaster called the Orion, which is 300 feet, at least maybe 305, and like 90 miles an hour. 93, 90. I'm curious to see what's different about it from Millennium. And they also have the Diamondback, which goes 85 and 200 and some up in the air. They also have the Beast, which is an icon. I like how it played that little that sound effect from a certain movie when I wrote it back in 2013. But at some point, someday I do need to go back there. We got there at like 10 something. We had to leave at like 4 something. The thing about there you get to go to the water park too. And it's included in the ticket, which I think is awesome. Because then you get to do the wave pool and water slides too. There were roller coasters I wanted to do that I did not get to do. A couple of them. And yes, it is an all-day affair. Kings Island is. And the time I went, it was honestly a lot of fun. Is Cedar Point, now is Cedar Point still awesome without the minus the dragster this year? Yes, I'm sure of it. I'm still excited to go. And I'm going to go Saturday with a stop to Christian Chicken. I mean, Chick-fil-A, a.k.a. Christian Chicken. Someone I know of likes to call it Christian Chicken. And stop there at the Sandusky location on the way to the park. Cedar Point Amusement Park, I should say, specifically. So I think it's going to be awesome. Now, they are expecting temperatures in the high 80s, so nothing to be scared of. But I knew of someone who went last week while it was in the mid-90s outside. They said the good thing about it was the lines weren't as long, but still, in my mind, you know, you weren't in the water. In my mind, you know, the thing with me is, well, you weren't in the water. So it would have still been very hot. And you were under a heat advisory due to it being in the mid-90s. And the humidity was a lot higher even than what it is now. Because right now it's not too humid outside. I'm expecting some humidity for Saturday, but obviously nothing that I don't think I'm not expecting anything that I won't be able to handle. Because, you know, someone had asked me last weekend, you know, are you going to go? And I'm like, yeah, as long as I know that the temperatures won't be out of control in, like, you know, mid or high 90s. And then that day, literally, I found out that they wouldn't be. Now, here's what I would not want to happen. I would not want it to be like, well, the temps are going to be under control, but now we got an 80% chance of thunderstorms. That'd be bad, wouldn't it? Because of course, when it's thunderstorming, you can't go on the rides even if you want to. And if it's raining heavy enough, they will keep you off of certain rides. And so that's how it is with that one. By that one, I mean, you know, with the whole how weather can affect it. Because now they're talking about rain this weekend for the Detroit area. I honestly hope it's not something that's going to sneak over to Sandusky during the day Saturday. I'm expecting it to stay away. If it does right now, there's not mention of it. But all that aside, I'm ready for a good time. Of course, minus the dragster. Because of an incident that happened last year that no one has control over. What I mean by that is, I mean, I don't think anybody did anything wrong at all. It's not like one of those accidents that you might hear about where maybe someone went into an area that they shouldn't have went to try to grab their phone that fell off that flew off the ride because they didn't keep their phone put away. I did hear of someone who did that on one of the roller coasters at Cedar Point. They ended up dying doing that because they went into a restricted area. The trains were going, you know, trying to get their, they were down there trying to get their phone. This one was not like that. So, so favorites minus dragster. As far as at Cedar Point, I would say it's still a toss-up between a lot of them for me, between Maverick and Millennium Force and Magnum and Raptor and let me see here. Val Robin's another great one. Steel Vengeance, love that one. That was a replacement for the Mean Streak, which was very mean in the way that it was extremely bumpy. So it was mean in that way. But that ride is not for someone who is not daring. You have to be daring in order to ride it. You have to be daring. And daring means like, you know, like you feel like, oh yeah, I can do this. I can. You know, that means like you're adventurous. Like you're, well, that's real. Thrill. Because it's got little jumps in it and stuff. Pretty awesome ride. But looking forward to that. And I'll let you know, of course, on Monday how it went. As I've been going yearly for a while, and it's one of the things I look forward to every year, is Cedar Point. All right, now, a couple things I want to remind you about. Number one, Holy Spirit Conference. Palm Coast, Florida. Go online to marktbarclay.com in order to watch it. Services tonight at 7 p.m. Tomorrow morning, 10:30 and 7. And then Friday, 10:30 and 7. And even if you're not there in Palm Coast, you can still get that anointing by tuning in to that. Amen. Because I love the anointing of the Lord. I love it. And I just watch God move. Because when it's called the Holy Spirit Conference, that is literally the agenda of it. To set everything aside and let the Holy Spirit do whatever he wants in people's lives. Amen. Because I know that's what God wants to do there. And I'm sure people down there are expecting him to move. Also, the next thing I want to remind you about is the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how gracious God has been, all the things that God has brought me through. And let me tell you something that I'm sure I've told you before. If you live on this earth, you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to have some battles. But I know this. God's got me. And there's nothing that is impossible with God. And I love how this is the motto of the state of Ohio. With God, all things are possible. I love that. hand. I don't know if it says that at the welcome sign or not. I hope it does. Because that's a great motto. I honestly love it. And, of course, I stand on the Word of God. And, of course, in order to receive miracles in our lives, we have to have faith, believing that He will do what God said in His Word. And that book chronicles the different miracles that have happened in my life over the years. And it's been amazing to watch God, to just watch God move on my behalf. The times when it seemed like there was no way, the times when it seemed impossible, but God came through. Hallelujah. The other thing I want to remind you about really quick is the website. You can go online to Rivers of Miracles, R-I-V-E-R-S, of miracles.com to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles, and how you can get it in your hands. Because I want you to read it. And as you read it, I know this. It'll be a blessing to you. It should encourage you. And it's not something that I take lightly or for granted. Amen. I also want to remind you about the PayPal. You can go online to PayPal to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. And it's not up to me what you give at all. It's between you and God what you sow. And whatever God tells you to do, do it. And you should want to do what God has called you to do. You should want to do it. Amen. Because I know that's how I am. I want to do what God calls me to do. And amen. Now, you can go online to paypal.com to sow your seed. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. And the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing I want you to keep in mind, please, if you would, related to that, is that the first R in Rivers and the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please make a note of both of those things, both of those items. And the verse I want to sow into your life is where it says, Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Shaken together. and running over shall men give into your bosom. For whatsoever measure you give shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. It's not my cup tippeth over. My cup runneth over. Not tippeth. Runneth. And I always pray over your seed whenever you sow your seed. And I always ask for God to bless your seed. And I'm grateful when I find out that you sowed a seed into the program. And now I'm going to sing a couple songs. And then get into the word of the Lord for this evening that God has for us. As I'm going to talk about the wise and foolish virgins. And how does that apply to us living in the last days? So that's what I'm going to teach on tonight. I see lightning, I hear thunder. I see signs and I see wonder. Dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Hallelujah, it is finished. Hallelujah, amen. Dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Come alive. Wake up, sleeper, paradise. He is risen in paradise. Wide open, he is risen. We are risen with him. Do you see what I see? Do you see what I see? Do you know what I know? That the grave is empty. Do you see what I see? Do you know what I know, that the grave is empty. I see lightning, I hear thunder. I see signs and I see wonders. Dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Yeah. Hallelujah, it is finished. See the tomb with no one in it. Dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Mm. I see lightning, I hear thunder. I see signs and I see wonders. Death is coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Hallelujah, it is finished. See that tomb with no one in it. Dead things coming back to life again. I believe there's about to be another resurrection. Wake up, sleeper. He is risen. We are risen in paradise. Arms wide open. He is risen. We are risen with him. Wake up, sleeper. He is risen. We are risen with him, paradise. Arms wide open. He is risen. We are risen with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Now, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Mountains and valleys, I won't fear. He always guides me, yes I do, through the mountains and valleys. Nothing can find me or me. I won't fear. No. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He always draws me close. He always guides me through mountains and valleys. He restores my soul. He always leads me through the paths of righteousness. No evil can harm me. Restores my soul. I won't fear. Hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my shepherd. He's my shepherd. He always draws me close. Hallelujah.
You are my shelter. He's my shelter. He always draws me close. Your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. My victory, your spirit dwells within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit dwells within me, my victory, your spirit lives within me, so I can walk in your peace. Your spirit lives within me, my victory, yes. Hallelujah, I am not alone. You are my shelter. He's my shelter. He always draws me close. Yes, hallelujah. I am not alone. He's my shepherd. He always draws me close. He, hallelujah, I am not alone. He's my shepherd. He always draws me close. What your mercy? You call me as your own. I've been forgiven. I thank you, Jesus. You calm the storm. And then with me, your love has set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. You'll lead me. You call me as your own. I've been forgiven. I thank you, Jesus. You're all in your own. Come on with me, come on with Jesus. Your love has set me free. That's what your mercy did for me. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. Oh, the joy I found surrendering my crown at the feet of the King. I surrender everything, and all the peace that comes. And undone at the feet of the King. I'll surrender, I can lift my voice and sing. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. Oh, the joy I found surrendering my crown at the feet of the King. I surrendered everything and all the peace that comes. Undone at the feet of the King. I will lift my voice and sing. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. You can take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. You can have it all, Lord. Every part of my world. Take this life and breathe on. This heart that is now yours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We say to you tonight, you can have it all. You can have everything. We surrender everything to you tonight, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done in us as your people. Thank you for what you've done, for what you're doing right now, for what you're going to do in us. Because I know something. I know something. And what it is that I know
is that you, Lord, you are not done with us. And I know that you still have plans for us. And I thank you that we will see those things done in us, that we're believing you for. Because I know that you are going to do things in us. You are going to use us. And therefore, I just keep my hope in you. I keep my trust in you, believing, knowing that it shall be done as I ask in prayer. And I just thank you, Lord God, for every one of these listeners tonight. Thank you that you are meeting every need that is represented in this on this program tonight. You know what every person needs tonight. Some of us are asking you for help in our personal bodies. Some of us are asking you for help with finances. Some of us are asking you for provision. I thank you, Lord God, that you are meeting these needs as your people cry out to you. And I just thank you that you're meeting these needs. Because I know that you hear your children. You heard your children back in the day. So many, all those years ago, when your children cried out to you through Moses, with Moses. And I know you hear us now. You answered prayers then. You're answering them now. Why? Because you are the same God. And I thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you for our time in the Word tonight. I thank you that these listeners have ears to hear, eyes to see, that they are ready to concentrate on this Word of God and not be distracted by other things. And I thank you for that, that you're using me tonight to deliver the word, as you're using the listeners to be able to hear this word. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. Now I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that huge amounts of new listeners come into this program. Most importantly of all, I thank you, Jesus, for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's make our Bible confession. This is my Bible. I am what the Word of God says that I am. I have what your Word says that I have. And I can do what your Word says I can do. This Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it is more than a history book to me. Tonight, I am a believer, therefore I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight in the name of Jesus. Matthew 25, let's go there. Woo! Amen, Matthew 25. And we're going to be looking at some last days stuff tonight. And no, this will not be an exhaustive class on eschatology, which is the study of last days things. We're going to look at some things tonight. We're going to teach on the 10 virgins, and then just looking at something. Then I'm going to look at the sheep and the goats. And what does that have to do with us? So I'm going to start with verse 1 of Matthew 25. And then I would like you to put a bookmark, please, if you would, down at Matthew 25:31. So we'll read the first passage down to 13, and then we'll go down to, we'll read down at 13. So I am going to let you know this, please. I do want to encourage you, be a part. Don't just sit there and watch. You got a Bible app on your phone, open it up. Or better yet, if you got the book Bible with you, open that thing up and turn with me. From Matthew 25, verse 1, and I'm going to begin reading now. And whatever I do here for the next little bit, you follow along. Amen. Because it says at that, it starts off with at that time, I want to start with the previous passage of 24. The day and the hour unknown. Matthew 24:46. I'm sorry. I just wanted to make this so that it would make sense to everyone. Because you might, because it says at that time, and some of them are like, well, at what time, Miracle Man? I read that wrong. It's not 46, it's 36. So Matthew 24:36. The day and hour unknown. So verse 36 right now, let's go. No one knows about the day or the hour when he will come. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding in a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, no one knows when that will happen, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of the servants and his household to give them their food at the proper time. It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth. He will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, well, my master is staying away a long time. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants, to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at an hour that he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. All right. Matthew 25, verse 1. Shouldn't have to turn the page, maybe one page if that. So keep going. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of those virgins were foolish, and 5 of them were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps, but they didn't take any oil with them. But the wise took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and therefore fell asleep. At midnight, a cry rang out, "Here is the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" And all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. No, they replied, because there might not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil, buy some for yourselves. But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom came. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet. And guess what it says? And the door was shut. The door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth. I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Go down to verse 31 with me. "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats." Did you get that? He will separate the sheep from the goats. Verse 33. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left side. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom that is prepared for you since the creation of the world. I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. And the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and let you in, or naked, needing clothes, and clothed you? And when did we ever see you sick or in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did to one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, to the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger. You did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me. They will answer, well, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you? He will reply, I tell you the truth. Whatever you did not do for the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. All right, folks. What you see there, folks, I hope, listeners, that what I read to you tonight was very clear. Heaven or hell? Heaven or hell? There's no purgatory. You will either go to heaven or hell. We're in the last of the last days. Felix and people aren't afraid of hell like they used to be. And I don't plan to go there. I plan to go to heaven. I plan to take as many people as I can with me to heaven. Now, let's look at the wise and foolish versions. So the wise, they come with their oil, and they're gathered, waiting for the bridegroom. And everybody's there. Everybody's expecting him. But he's taking a long time. He's taking a long time. And he's going to come when people aren't expecting it. So the wise men, they have oil with them. The lamps are lit, they're burning, but there's oil for them. Foolish, no oil. They came with no oil. And them sitting there wanting to be free, I guess maybe they wanted to be freeloaders, I don't know. They sat there, and it was midnight, and they all woke up, and they're like, well, the bridegroom's coming. They heard, like, the bridegroom's coming. He's coming. So they all get up, all 10 of them. the five foolish ones were like, give us some of your oil. Our lamps ran out. But the wise said, no, we're not giving you any of our oil. If we do that, there might not be enough oil for us and you. So they said, well, why not go buy some? So they went to go buy the oil. They went to go buy the oil. When they came back, the bridegroom had come. Everyone had went into the banquet. The door was shut. So the foolish men come to the door, and they say, sir, 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 master, open the door for us. He said, I never knew you. I never knew you. And then one of them said, well, we did this and this in your name and signs and miracles, and we followed you, Jesus. And Jesus, we... And I'll say, I never knew you. I never knew you. That's how it'll be for those who don't accept Jesus Christ in their Lord, as their Lord and Savior. I want to be one of those five wise virgins, not one of the five foolish ones. I plan to be one of the wise ones. So you think about this. So he looked. It's just like that person in a previous chapter who got in there without wedding clothes. And he's like, well, how'd you get in here without wedding clothes? So you come in with the wrong garment. See? Now let's go to that passage that started with 31. So in heaven, he will sit on his throne after the rapture. And here's what he's going to do. He's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Sheep, right. He knows what you were. The sheep are those who do what he said to do. They live for Jesus. They go to the house of God. They live clean. They live right. They, so they submit to God. Whereas the goats, they don't. They're like, whenever we want. The sheep were like, will be like, when did we ever see, well, Jesus, when did we ever see you hungry, thirsty? Master, when did we ever see you hungry, thirsty? A stranger, needing clothes, sick or in prison, and look after you. And he said, well, then he'll say, well, whatever you do for the least of these, you did for me. To the goats, he'll say, well, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry? When did we see you needing clothes? When did we see you sick? When did we see you in prison and not help you? You know what he'll say to them? Whatever you didn't do for the least of those, you didn't do it for me. It'll be the same kind of thing with the talents. But for time's sake, I skipped I skipped that. So what you're seeing is you will be judged for your actions. You will give an account to Jesus for your actions. You will. Whatever you do, Jesus sees. Tell you one thing. I don't plan to go up, you know, in heaven and have him say to me, I never knew you. I plan to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Rather than hear him say, well, sorry, River Shukla, I didn't know you. So my question tonight is, do you know him? Do you know him? Do you know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? It's a requirement in order to make heaven that you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It is painless. It only takes a few seconds. It doesn't cost you any money at all. It's free. It's actually still free. I want to make sure that you know that if, well, that when the rapture happens, that you'll be ready to go to heaven. I want to make sure that you know that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, because this, I just want to make sure. I'm going to give you an opportunity to pray this prayer. And every listener can pray it, whether you're right with God, whether you're coming back to God. Maybe you've stayed with God, but you've been just kind of a little off. Or you're accepting him as your Lord and Savior for the first time. Dear Jesus, I thank you. I need you. Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to change me. I ask you to show me who you want me to be. I want to be what you want me to be, and not what I want to be. Show me your ways. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. For those of you who gave your life to Jesus Christ for the first time, all the angels in heaven are throwing a party right now. For those of you who rededicated your life, all the angels are so happy. As is Jesus. And for those of you who are just polishing it up, and, you know, for those of you who are right, he's happy that you've stayed right. He's happy. The angels are happy. Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you, Lord, that for all these listeners that have tuned in tonight. I pray that they would take this word to heart tonight, that they would realize there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. And I thank you, Lord God, that we would be hearers, doers of this word tonight, and not hearers only. And I pray that we would have it in us to tell others about you and win souls for you, Jesus. And now, Lord, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in sports, the Tigers fell 5-4 to the Red Sox at Fenway off a 3-run homer from one of the Boston Red Sox batters. You could almost call it Findaway Park, because throughout the years, there have been many times where they've found ways to win. I remember in 2013, that was part of how they ended up beating the Tigers. That series was at Fenway, or as I would call it, Findaway Park. Because it seems like they always find ways to win. No, not the opponents. The Red Sox. The Tigers? Oh, I wish. I wish. Now, they've found different ways to sweep the Yankees in the playoffs over the years. Twice. 06 and 2012. But not the Red Sox. All right, I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague shall come near our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash, no sickness, no disease, no COVID, no terrorist, none of these evil things will come near us or our immediate loved ones. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Thank you for that. I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.